What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Well, well, well. Zohran Mamkhami, the guy who wants to be and may end up being the mayor of New York, had the unmitigated gall to tweet this last night. I'm heartbroken to learn of the horrific shooting in Midtown, and I am holding the victims, their families, and the NYPD officer in critical condition in my thoughts. Grateful for all of our first responders on the ground. You mean the ones you vowed to defund?
Right, yeah, that would be who he's talking about, yeah.
Cool, because I'm looking for something more like, how many more would have died without them? Because you're going to defund them, so... I mean, there's no self-awareness with these liberals. There really is. I mean, wait, Mamdani is what? Anguish? There was not a SEAL Team 6 social worker in full Kevlar available to de-escalate this unfortunate situation? How can you? You can't have it both ways. They want to take your gun. I mean, this is a guy who says violence by criminals is not actually violence. And the only real violence is the violence by prosecutors. That's the only violence. But he's pretend. This is what they do. They do it so well. Pretend to be normal until it's too late and we elect you. I'm going to actually play this because people actually have to hear this stuff. I'm not exaggerating. He's talking about violence is an artificial construct when we're talking about people who, yes, steal Amazon packages, but also burglars who break into your house. That is a violent crime. Burglary is the crime where they break into your house when you are home. That is a violent crime.
Oftentimes, we've even found as legislators, when we go into these courts, the term violent crime is even used when people are stealing packages. Violent crime is even used when people are accused of burglary and there happens to be a housing unit in that same dwelling. So violence is an artificial construction. And we have to be very clear that what is happening here with these district attorneys, that is violence. That is violence of the highest degree.
Someone should ask Mr. Mamkhami, was what we just saw here violence? Was that or that? No, that's just a construct.
I think you've got four families at least that would differ with that opinion.
It just drives me nuts how they get away with it. You should not get away with it. If you want to defund the NYPD, then either keep your mouth shut or you tell us what your plan was for a situation like this. And he can't because he's a child. He is. He's a child. He even put up a tweet, hey, you know, I'm really fortunate that when I decide to quit my job for some me time, my family could just pay my bills. Yeah, well, you don't know what reality is, but
no, not at all.
Because most of us don't live that way.
Nope.
Anyway, absolutely tragic with this shooter and the fact that he targeted the building because the NFL headquarters is there. A lot of pictures emerging of the people barricading themselves in the office because, you know, their offices, nobody knew, you know, who was coming and, right. You know, if they'd been caught in any of that.
And with New York City's gun laws, they weren't able to defend themselves.
No, not really. But you know, this is how they want to live in New York. And I got to tell you, this guy wins. New York Post did an article that estimate 20% of the NYPD would quit. I'm surprised it's that low if this guy gets elected. And I don't blame them. And the main reason that this is a problem for police officers is you have to defend yourself, especially in New York, against, you know, illegal immigrants, violent crime members, some of the most violent crime members on earth. If you have to shoot somebody in self-defense, will he have your back or will he stand by, fire you? And unfortunately for police officers, if you get fired, if it's found you did something wrong, which to the left, if you're not a police officer, you're just wrong for breathing, okay? If you defend yourself against one of their voters, i.e. a hardened criminal, then you're really, really wrong. You're supposed to let the guy kill themselves, kill you and maybe themselves. So, you know, you have nobody to back you up. You're going to see more of this thing. If he wins, you're going to see, you know, 20% of the force just go, we give up. We can't. We do not have his backing. We're afraid to defend ourselves. What happens? And I've been arguing we will have no-go zones where liberal cities used to be. You will see block-by-block takeover by some of the most violent gangs on earth.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
And this is evidence of this, Lee. That exodus that I'm saying, the idea, well, could millions leave? Yes. This is an article by Stephen Moore in the New York Post. His group, Unleash Prosperity, took a look at the latest census and realized New York and New Jersey have lost $140 billion in income in just one decade. What does that mean? Well, the way that he counted that was the way they counted that, they looked at what people made. And they looked at the latest census and income tax data to find out, you know, how much these states have lost. They have lost more residents over the past decade than any other state except California. From 2015 to 2024, so that's 9 years, New York has lost 2 million residents. That is astonishing.
Wow.
You put Mancami in there, we are going to lose control of territory. And I'm talking, when I say lose control, I mean you got to send the military in to get it back. Well, you don't believe me? Go look at Mexico. Those the people that are running the no-go zones down there where even the military can't go in Mexico, they're coming here. Or they are here. And it just took the NYPD 2 years to clean out the whole brothel district. And we were talking about it at the beginning of the New York Post. They were selling girls and kidnap women out of some of that. I mean, that is the level of third world absolute anarchy and chaos going on in New York. Can you imagine with Mancami as the mayor?
Beyond belief at this point.
Yeah, I think you'll see more people fleeing for literally for their lives. And you're going to see, you know, it's a sanctuary city. You're going to see the gangs they've invited there take territory. And it's going to be harder and harder and harder to liberate that territory.
Well, they'll have to defund the police because they won't have the tax base to pay for it.
No. And CNN, I mean, just be clowned itself yesterday.
Again?
These people are just ridiculous. They're literally running, and this trended on X yesterday because it was so absurd. They're literally running video that has just come out of the shooter entering the building, strolling along like he doesn't have a care in the world. And he's, by the way, very clearly not white. Even at a distance and with sunglasses on, you can tell that. Here's her report.
There were a few things that really stood out there. Among them that they do know what he looks like. Sunglasses, mustache, male, possibly white. And that they were already able to identify various parts of the building where they think he is right now from 911 calls and also possibly a video on those elevators, that they were able to move that.
Possibly white. Possibly white. It doesn't matter that he killed a police officer. That's not an important detail. The important detail is he's possibly white. They're already setting this up for their liberal followers to make the same assumption that they lead them to, almost always erroneously, that this is a white male conservative Trump supporter.
Mm-hmm.
And then inevitably in the weeks after, we find out the details don't support that.
Well, after you've already run the headline that enraged millions in this country, you know, then the damage is already done. So,
oh, yeah, no, it's like Minnesota. I got texts from some of you. Why aren't you talking about Minnesota? You know, the guy who went and killed the Democrat speaker. That's what I'm talking about. I've got to see the whole manifesto. I'm not doing it. Not repeating their lies. And I was right. I didn't talk about it for 2 weeks until it came out. The guy not only was not a conservative Republican or Trump supporter, any of those things, he thought, because he was crazy, he was working with Tim Walz to help him become a U.S. senator. Tim Walz, of course, Kamala Harris's running mate. He had planned to kill Amy Klobuchar. And this was part of his plan that he believed he and Tim had hatched in order to further the Democrat cause. He also said the government had trained him to go do this. And he was even very clear in an interview with the New York Post. Sorry, I'm not a Trump supporter, but that only ran in the New York Post. Everybody else blacked it out. So that's what CNN does. And that's what you heard Aaron Burnett trying to get started yesterday. Just misinform, misinform, misinform when people are paying attention. Then black out the truth later. It's disgusting. Lee, they should just try news. Just, you know, just do news. Just whatever happens, just throw that out there.
Report the facts.
Nah. What would the point of that be?
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.